Lord God, may it be our delight to hear again the message of the angels, in heart and mind to go even to Bethlehem and see the miracle of Christmas. May your Spirit visit us as we reflect on the great grace of God that brought about the birth of our Savior. As we listen to the words of Scripture, as we sing hymns of worship, grant us ears to hear what the Spirit of God is saying to the church this morning. May we leave here ready to spread the word, the news, through your words and our actions, that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. It is through your blessed Son that we pray. Let us pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The first lesson, a reading from Genesis chapter 3. This story takes place in the Garden of Eden, right after Adam and Eve have disobeyed God and eaten the forbidden fruit. They heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden at the time of the evening breeze, and the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, "Where are you?" He said, "I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself." He said, "Who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you not to eat?" The man said, "The woman whom you gave to me to be with me, she gave me fruit from the tree, and I ate." Then the Lord said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" The woman said, "The serpent tricked me, and I ate." The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you among all animals and among all wild creatures. Upon your belly you shall go, and dust you shall eat all the days of your life. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will strike your head, and you will strike his heel." And to the man he said, "Because you have listened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree which I commanded you, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat the plants of the field. By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground. For out of it you were taken. You are dust, and to dust you shall return." Please remain seated as we sing hymn 271, "Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silent," verses 1 through 3.
Thank you. Our second lesson is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 22. Abraham has been tested by God to see if he was willing to sacrifice his son Isaac. God finds Abraham faithful and gives this great promise to him. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "By myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will indeed bless you, and I will make your offspring as numerous as the stars of heaven and as the sand that is on the seashore. And your offspring shall possess the gates of their enemies, and by your offspring shall all the nations of earth gain blessings for themselves, because you have obeyed my voice." Please remain seated as we sing verse 1 and 4 of hymn number 300, Faithful Christians, One and All.
Lesson is taken from Isaiah 9. Christ's birth is foretold by Isaiah the prophet. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall rest upon his shoulders. He shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Please stand as we sing hymn 280, Emmanuel, to you we sing.
Be seated. In the fourth lesson, The prophet Isaiah speaks of the peaceful reign of Christ. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. With righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox. The sucking child shall play on the hole of the asp. And the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Please remain seated as we sing hymn number 263, Hail to the Lord's Anointed, verses 1 and 3.
Lesson comes from Luke 1. The angel Gabriel brings a message to the Virgin Mary. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you shall conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give to him the throne of his father David. He shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary to the angel, How shall this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon you, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be holy. He shall be called the Son of God. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Then the angel departed from her. Please remain seated as we sing O Little Town of Bethlehem, number 282, verses 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
the sixth lesson, St. Luke tells of the birth of Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. And all went to be registered, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up to Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, to be registered, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house of lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him at the inn. Please remain seated as we sing hymn number 305, What Child Is This?, verses 1 and 2.
The seventh lesson is also from Luke. The shepherds go to the manger. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign for you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Let us stand and sing hymn 288, "Angels We Have Heard on High."
the eighth lesson, the wise men are led by the star to Jesus, as recorded in the second chapter of Matthew. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them, "Where is the Christ? Where should he be born?" And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea. For from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there, ahead of them, went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of frankincense, gold, and myrrh. And being warned by God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country by another road. Please remain seated as we sing hymn 317, "Brightest and Best of the Stars," verses 1 through 4.
Thank you.
The ninth lesson. St. John unfolds great mystery of the incarnation. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came from a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which enlightens everyone that came into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, who were born, not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please stand now as we sing our closing hymn, 294, Joy to the World.
Let light shine out of darkness, has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. May you all be transformed into the image of Christ from one degree of glory to another, and may the God of grace and peace be with you all. Amen.